Watch the controlled release of toxic chemicals after East Palestine train derailment. By Hannah Blow on February 15, 2023. Concerns are still rising as thousands of residents were forced to evacuate following the East Palestine train derailment, a train which was carrying toxic chemicals, which occurred earlier this month. The train carrying toxic chemicals, including vinyl chloride, derailed along the Ohio-Pennsylvania on February 3. Watch, massive inferno, threat of catastrophic explosion after 50-car train derailment. 3 days later, officials announced a controlled release of the toxic chemicals, citing the risk of a catastrophic explosion if they failed to take action. Residents were ordered to evacuate as the rail cars burned for hours on end. A press release from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said the controlled release process involved the burning of the rail car's chemicals, which will release fumes into the air that can be deadly if inhaled. Based on current weather patterns and the expected flow of the smoke and fumes, anyone who remains in the red affected area is facing grave danger of death. Anyone who remains in the yellow impacted area is at a high risk of severe injury, including skin burns and serious lung damage, the press release warned. Watch, controlled release of toxic chemicals after East Palestine train derailment. Both DeWine and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announced days later that air quality samples were coming in with readings at points below safety screening levels for contaminants of concern. Evacuated residents were given the all-clear to return home. Based on this information, state and local health officials determined that it is now safe for community members to return to their residences, they said, promising continued monitoring in the area. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who has continued to come under scrutiny for his delayed responses to travel-related incidents and hyperfocus on woke issues, said this week he is concerned by the impacts of the rail derailment and investigating the matter. He added that the federal partners at the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, are on site and monitoring indoor and outdoor air quality to test for VOCs and other chemicals of concern. EPA has screened 291 homes and no detections were identified, and 181 homes remain, he added. According to reports, the derailed train was actually carrying more toxic chemicals than initially known, including ethylene glycol monobutyl ether, ethyl hexyl acrylate, and isobutylene, adding to the lingering concerns.